back here at Shattuck. First game in the books. Laverne Lady Tigers win 52-49, and the boys already out here, so we're going to have to get a move on here as they are moving us quickly. As Whitley Cash finished that one, she had 14. Caitlin Long with 10. Nani Echevarria with 10. Coming up big, Macy Bentley with 7 in limited minutes. Not 100%, but a gutsy effort from her. 7 from Presley Brown and 4 for Taya Leone off the bench, providing a spark there for the Lady Tigers. And for the Visalia Lady Indians, Jaden Watkins with 22. And I don't know if you can win an MVP of this tournament coming from the consolation bracket, but boy, is she a great player. 12 for Casey McCracken, who did a great job towards the end, not fouling, but just couldn't get enough points, could the Visalia towards the end. Katie McCracken had 5, Drew McGeehee with 4. There was also 3 for Ariana Bruce and 2 for Chloe Nelson off the bench for Visalia. But now we're going to flip the switch. We're going to switch Laverne teams. The Laverne men Tigers are coming out here. The guys are going to do it. Coming in at 9-4, led by Coach Tanner Woods, also the football coach, coming off a state championship in football. And another guy who's won a couple Coach of the Year in both tournaments he's been in, as the Laverne boys have also won the Laverne Tournament and the Oil Center Classic. Much like the girls, they're trying to win their third tournament in a row, coming in here hungry and at 9-4. As it has been all their losses have been to ranked teams. This is a very good, underrated squad. They're deep, and they play a lot of length is what comes to mind when you're playing Laverne. You really got to be careful in the passing lanes. They got long wingspans, and they're led by Tegan Green and Logan Freeman. Logan Freeman can get you 20 on any given night, and Green is the straw that stirs the drink there for Laverne. He's maybe the best basketball player in the area you never heard of. He does a lot of little things well, distributes the basketball, and runs the ship for Laverne, and he's a big part of what they do here tonight. Now, I don't really see him out there right now, so we'll see. We'll kind of get a gauge. Sickness has kind of hit everybody, so some of these starting lineups may be a little different than what we've seen here in the past, but we'll see once they get ready to go. For the Arnett Wildcats, tough year right there for them, coming in at 1-15. They are led by Coach Travis Templin in his first season. He's previously the girls' coach at Visalia, took them to state in 2008. In fact, he won the Shattuck Shootout with the Visalia girls when he was coaching them in 08, I believe. Or nope, never mind, that was before that. I'm sorry, 18 was the year Visalia won. He took them to state 08 to 2010, my mistake. And that was the year that he was at Visalia State. He was also at Texoma. He was a Sealing assistant for years. And if you have had a chance to see Sealing this year, they are incredible. And he was an assistant there for a long time. Also ran against Casey Murdoch for a state senate seat. So quite a varied and storied career for Coach Templin there, taking over Arnett. But he's got his hands full tonight. 1-15 Arnett. Going to try to pull the upset here. It would shock the world if these Wildcats could pull it off and be a huge win for their season. We'll see if they can do it right after this. You are watching or listening to the Shattuck Shootout. Here it's Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
While I was lying in an army hospital in Germany, my parents got a letter that said I had 48 hours to live. They even sent a flag to put on my coffin.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I left the military with a traumatic brain injury, and when I got home, I fought depression, anxiety, and alcohol, and had nothing to look forward to.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
With DAV's help, my world changed 100%. I was able to build a new life for myself.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
I'm Adam Greathouse, Army veteran.
But there are more victories to be won.
My victory is just feeling alive and experiencing life.
Adam Greathouse, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to dav.org.
Welcome back. Here to Ellis County, the Shattuck Shootout, the 8th annual. We just saw Laverne Lady Tigers take down Vicide Lady Indians 52-49. Now it's Laverne's guys' turn as they want to move on, as Laverne's ladies moving on. They'll play Shattuck tomorrow at 6, and we will have that for you. That'll be our first one. So a rivalry game to start, and we could get another one because the winner of this is going to move on to play Shattuck as well. Loser is going to get Boys City. And these two teams have already played. Laverne won 58-28. That was back on January 11th, so not too long ago. And the key to that one is 20-3 after the first quarter. So the key here for Arnett is not to let Laverne run away with this thing early. They want to stay competitive. You want to get physical in there, not back down. You can win this thing. You know, you put your pants on the same way they do. So, it's you know, you never know. They are outgunned, but we see some names not over there for Laverne. So some guys not making the trip. So this could be an advantage here for Arnett, which you're going to get, looks like, some of the bench players previously when we saw Laverne Tigers. So for Arnett, they're going to come out in the black with the yellow numbers. It's going to start with Ryan Elder, number one. And Ryan is a sophomore. Then Guy Cavallo, number three, the junior, also going to start, as well as a number 10, Bruno Santana, whose father, I believe, is an Oklahoma Baptist Hall of Famer. He is a junior for them. Baxter Brown, number 20, going to get to start, the freshman. And then number 25, Braden Miller, a freshman, going to start. So a young, inexperienced Arnett squad that plays hard, just trying to figure out ways to win. Their one win was O'Keen. They beat them by three in the Canton tournament, 50-47. And for Laverne, going to be a little bit of a different look. Caleb Blackwell going to get the start there for Coach Woods Tigers, as well as number 11, Logan Freeman, also going to start. 14, the freshman Felix Teal, fantastic football season, is going to start. Number 24, Tate Domi, going to get the start as well. He's the big guy down low. And then Karsten Baggs, three-point threat, number 35. A lot of these names you remember from football season. All of them. Blackwell played football and played big parts in that football team. Laverne's going to be in the white, purple numbers. They're going to be going left to right. Arnett's in the black with the white numbers going right to left. And Freeman is going to tip it off with Santana. As Blackwell, forgot to mention, he is a senior. Logan Freeman's a junior. Domi's only a sophomore, and he's a good one. And Felix Teal, a freshman as well. Karsten Baggs, a senior here for the Laverne Tigers. So here we go. Now Teal is actually going to tip it. Freeman will not tip it. They're going to put Felix Teal in there. Other than Blackwell's the shortest guy they got, maybe. But boy, can he get up. This ought to be fun. And they skies up there, does Teal, tips it back. Blackwell takes possession. And here we go, Laverne and Arnett. Last game of day one here at the Shattuck Shootout. Winner going to move on to play the Shattuck Indians in the semifinal. Drop it down to the post. Tate Domi drive, shoots, scores, and just like that, Domi has two. And using that size down low, as he is the biggest guy out there, going to be a load to try to box out 24 for Arnett. Now on the perimeters, Guy Cavallo. Pass fake. Now he drops it down. Turned shot by Merced Sanchez, who actually got the start. It was not Braden Miller. Sanchez going to start. He misses that. Rebound put back, though, by Baxter Brown. So my apologies. Merced Sanchez, a sophomore, starting here for Arnett. It's a little bit different than Coach Templin's original starting five. There's a long three by Baggs, and he can heat up quickly. He's got three just like that. It's 5-2, Laverne in front. But good possession last time there by Arnett. We'll see what they do here. Ryan Elder bringing it up. He gets it to Cavallo. Cavallo looking for a back screen for Santana. He's trying to find some space. They get it to him. He's guarded by Freeman. Bruno looking in the post. Nowhere to go. Pulls it back out. Now a drive, a mid-post shot by Cavallo. He is fouled, and that's going to be on Blackwell. It'll be the first foul for either side, and that's going to put Cavallo at the free throw line to shoot a couple. And the first free throw upcoming of the basketball game for Guy. 5-2 the score. Laverne in front, and make it 5-3. So already, after watching the last game a little bit, this has already started out as a pretty good start for Arnett, who's got 4 points already. I mean, that was all they had in the first quarter of the last game. So a nice job this time making adjustments here by Coach Templin. It's 5-4. Laverne in front by a point. And Laverne's got to be careful not to take this one lightly. You can't just come out and think because you won by 30 the first time You know, they're just going to waltz in here and take it from him. Nice touch pass underneath by Domi to Freeman to Domi, who missed a layup. Ball's batted around, and Freeman grabs it. Missed opportunity there for both teams. Now Blackwell's going to try a three from the wing. No one stopped him. Bounces high. Fight for the rebound and skying up for it and coming down with it. Santana. Arnett could take the lead here. Down one. And a much better start to this one than when January 11th when these two squads met. Drive by Carvalho. Finds a little space. Right hand off the glass. Won't drop. And a rebound by Teal. And he's looking to run. He's got a three on two. He's going to attack. Nice Euro step. Ooh, tried to scoop it up underneath and picks up the foul. Try to get a little too fancy with it, but at any rate, he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. That'll be the first team foul on Arnett. First one on Santana. And Felix Teal going to go to the free throw line with his team up 5-4, 5:57 to go in the first quarter, and he missed it. So a few missed opportunities here for the Tigers here early. Another chance here for Felix to try to drop this down. Second foul shot drops, and Felix Teal has one. Again, Gabe Lovell not dressed over there. As Laverne is missing some guys tonight. And now a cutter inside is Carvalho. Little baseline jumper. That won't fall. Long two-footer won't drop. Rebound Logan Freeman. Pretty good look. I'm sorry, that was Santana on the miss. Now a wing three by Bags, and he's going to hit it. And he's two for two out there. He's got six. It's 9-4 Laverne, and six of those belong to Karsten Bags. Elder and try to take Bags down baseline, nowhere to go. He changes direction, flips it out, almost stolen away by Freeman, and it is stolen away by Bags. It's on the ground, and he's fouled. They're going to call him for a travel. He was trying to retain possession of the basketball. It looked like kind of a loose ball. I don't know if he officially had possession enough to travel there. So kind of a tough break for the Tigers. But it'll be inbound by Arnett, and Carvalho's going to inbound it. Setting a screen, Sanchez. They get it quickly over to Elder. Elder trying to look into the post at Sanchez. Noah's open. Bounces inside to midpost. Stolen away by Teal. They were trying to get it to Baxter Brown. Teal went down on the ground. It's going to be a jump ball staying with Arnett. Good defense there by 14. Who is going to be one heck, or already is one heck of a football player, but will be a load to deal with on the football field and already getting a start here in varsity basketball for a real good Tiger team. Elder drives, right hand, tries to take it to the glass, and he picks up the foul. And they're going to say on the floor. So they're not going to give him the bucket, but that'll be the second team foul on Laverne. Trying to see who they tag that with. That looks like Bags, and that's Carson Bags' first foul. Inbound pass now by Arnett. Nowhere to go for Carvalho, for Santana, who picks up his dribble. Looking for an open teammate. Going to have to get rid of the basketball, and quickly does to Carvalho. He drives, picks it up, hands it back off. Drive inside, long two for Santana. Goes off the back iron and bounces right back to Bags. Quickly back come Laverne. Up 9-4, 4:42 to go in the first quarter, and Blackwell loses the basketball. Not sure if he went up in the air, didn't quite know what he was doing with it. Goes out of bounds and a turnover by Laverne. So Arnett already should be, and Coach Templin should be much happier with the way this game has started as a, with the first time these two teams played. Good start here for Arnett. Down 9-4. Step back three. That's going to be Santana. That won't fall. Tipped around. Didn't follow a shot. And Logan Freeman with the rebound. It is a 1-on-3. They try to poke it away from behind. They almost get it from him. But goes out of bounds. Stays with Laverne. And nice hustle that time by Merced Sanchez. Coming from behind the play. Knocking it away. That would have been two for Freeman. Score remains 9-4. Laverne in front, 4:20 to go in the first quarter. They're going to drop it in mid-post to Freeman. Comes up shooting, and he missed that one. Rebound poked right back to Domi, who missed the putback. Tipped and out of bounds on Arnett, and I believe Santana hit it. It's going to go back to the Tigers. And Laverne missed a couple good opportunities there, two real good shots. They usually knock down. That time they drop it right into Domi, who just battled his way, muscled his way into the block for two. Forced his way in there. Domi's got four. It's 11-4. Laverne in front. But having to earn every point so far tonight, this time around for the Tigers. A couple Arnett Wildcats getting ready to check in. Floating left-hander by Santana. That won't go. Tough shot with a hand in his face. And a rebound by Freeman. And Logan Freeman slowing it up. He was the MVP of the Oil Center Classic. Bags open again for three. He's wide open, and someone's going to have to come get him. He's already got nine. And you can't leave him that wide open. It's 14-4, Laverne. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Elder, the point guard, picks up his dribble. Nice back cut it by Santana. He's double teamed. Got to get rid of the basketball, and he traveled with it. He was trying to step back, find some room to get it to Elder, and he walked. And a turnover by Arnett. They're down 10 with 3:28 to go in the first quarter. Now we're seeing Laverne start to come alive a little bit here after a slow start. But good job. Good playing hard are these Arnett Wildcats here coming in at 1-15. Any win would be huge for this team. Young team. A lot of freshmen and sophomores. Blackwell kicks it back out to Freeman on the wing. He's going to shoot it. That's going to come off long. Fight for the rebound, and nobody's taking it from Tate Domi. In fact, he gets fouled. Loose ball foul as Santana tried to grab him, and that's two for Santana. That's a big second foul for the main offensive weapon here for Arnett. There's still 3:08 left in the first quarter. They're going to leave him out there right now. Blackwell tries to knock it into Domi. It's poked away. Good defense that time by Braden Miller just coming in the game. Drive inside Santana. Left hand off the glass. Won't go. Miller with the rebound and a putback. And Miller coming in off that last break. Getting some good minutes. Replacing Baxter Brown. He'll be out there. Also number 13, Seth Ballister is out there as well. Logan Freeman slip pass inside to Domi. He's up underneath the hoop. Nowhere to go. Out to Bags on the far wing. He drives inside. Drops it down to Domi, back outside to Blackwell. They swing it to Freeman. Good ball movement by Laverne. Again, mid-post Freeman. That one rolls in for him. He likes that shot, and he's got two. First 2 points of the game for Logan Freeman. 16-6 the score. Laverne up 10. Arnett with a basketball. Now to Ballister. Drops into the post, and we're getting a push in the back on Domi. It's Braden Miller coming in with some good minutes here off the bench. We thought he was going to start. Initially, he was listed as a starter, but really, Coach Templin plays all his guys. So, it, you know, as he put it, as in an email, is basically said, I could play any of them at any given time because they're young. He's trying to get some experience. And Santana drives in. It's stolen away by Freeman, who poked it away. They tried to flip it ahead to Teal, and Freeman comes away with a loose ball before it could be stolen back by Arnett. And then Elder tries to get up in Freeman. Now he drops it off back to Blackwell, and Blackwell says, let's slow it down. They swing it around to Bags. Teal's posting up on the block. They say no. They give it over to Freeman. Down in that short corner, Domi. It's poked away by Santana. He's got a breakaway. Nobody back. He lays it. Oh, he missed the lay-in. Had a point-blank lay-in, and then fouls Blackwell on the rebound. And a missed opportunity there for Santana, who picks up his third foul, and a horrible sequence there because now he's got three fouls. He's got to come out. And that was about as easy as a two as you're going to find, and a frustrating sequence there. Carvalho's got to come back in the game for Arnett, who's going to be back in that 2-3 zone with Elder and Carvalho on the top. Merced Sanchez in the middle, and Braden Miller on one side. Other side going to be Ballister. Now down in the short corner, Domi picks up his dribble. Top of the key, Karsten Bags. He's red hot. That one comes up short. Long rebound by Domi, though. Takes it right back up inside amongst the trees. It won't fall. Tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Laverne. And Domi is just so strong down there. They really can't. Once he gets position, they can't move him out. He scored a lot of buckets for this squad as a sophomore. And now over in the corner, Karsten Bags on the wing, and he hits it again, and Karsten Bags is on fire. He's got 12. 4-for-5 from three. It's 19-6 Laverne. He's got a bulk of their points right now. Now picking up the dribble. There is Ballister. Drops it inside to the post, and lost off his foot is Miller. He's trying to curl around and get to the bucket, and a turnover by the freshman. Goes out of bounds and back to Laverne. 1:02 to go in the first quarter, 19-6, all Tigers. They've led from the start, although Arnett's played it much tougher, at least in the first half, though. Here in the back half of this quarter, they've struggled a little offensively. Blackwell's open for three in the wing, and that he hit. Caleb Blackwell wide open. He's got his first three of the game, and now it's 22-6. And now it feels a lot like that first game did between Laverne and Arnett. Now down in the corner, Sanchez. Gives it back to Carvalho. Gee looking for room. He's just going to go ahead and shoot it over top of Freeman. Unwise decision there. It's an air ball and goes out of bounds. And it's very hard to shoot over Logan Freeman once he gets those arms up. They learned that the hard way. Now that's out of bounds, goes back to the Tigers, leading 22-6 with 26 seconds to go. So far, taking care of business in what was a slow start for Laverne, for everyone but Karsten Bags, who right now, with 12 points, is on pace for 48. I don't know what the scoring record is for the Shattuck shootout, but if he has three more quarters like this, he's going to get it, I'm sure. They go around to him. He's going to try it in the corner for three. That one won't fall. Rebound, Domi takes it right back up. That won't go. And a rebound put back at the buzzer by Teal, and count it. Felix Teal skies up for two more. It's 24-6 at the end of one. We're back with the second quarter. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one-stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, Gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Welcome back here in Ellis County. 8th annual Shattuck Shootout. Right now, Laverne Tigers has already won two tournaments this year. Are looking sharp here early. 24-6, they lead over Arnett in the first quarter. And what is almost a look like Arnett was going to hang tough there for a while. It's been blown wide open in the back half of that quarter by Laverne, and a red-hot Karsten Baggs, who's got 12 already. Blackwell now with the basketball for Laverne. Drops into the post to Domi. Double teamed and taken from him. Good defense that time by Arnett. And Sanchez coming around and getting tough. And that's what you want to see for these young Wildcats. Just keep fighting until the buzzer. That time, good defense. They would not let Domi just muscle them around. And some resiliency there for Arnett, trailing 24-6. It's going to have to figure out where the offense is going to come from right now. Santana down with three. Carvalho going to drive right hand. That won't drop. It got to the rack, but it wouldn't drop. And save there that time. Nice job by Braden Miller. They get it right back to him in the post. He turns. He's stuffed by Freeman. Goes back and out of bounds. Nice job by Sanchez staying away from it. Good defense there by Freeman as well. And some good minutes here. Braden Miller coming off the bench active. He's the plucky Wildcats, not backing down. Just having trouble scoring as Carvalho got it to the rack that time. Couldn't get it to drop. Same thing with Santana. They've had some good looks. And now down to that one's poked away by Freeman. Almost got another steal again. And you really got to know where 11 is. You know, much like playing the secondary in football, you think you got him by a step, but those arms are really long. And, you know, just when you think you've kind of gotten around him, he has a knack for poking it away and getting a steal. That time, Domi almost steals it, and it almost comes right back to us. Goes out of bounds. Out of bounds on our net as Sanchez goes off his arms trying to save that pass. And now Tripp Green's going to inbound to Blackwell. Tripp seeing his first action. Coming off the bench. He's out there with Baggs, with Freeman, with Domi, with Blackwell. Arnett's got Sanchez, Carvalho, Elder, Miller, and Ballister out there right now. Now we're getting a three from Blackwell. Hand in his face by Sanchez. Long rebound grabbed by Domi. One arms it. He steps, he spins, he shoots, and stuffed. Good defense by Miller. Sends it right back at Domi. And he's playing Tate Domi as about as well as anybody right now since he's been in there. They drop it into the post to Miller. Kicks it back out to Ballister. Now out on top of the key. To Guy Carvalho, guarded by Green, picks up his dribble. Into the post, spin move for Sanchez, all poked away by Baggs, who tries to go on the floor to get it. Good hands by Karsten Baggs, who's having a whale of a game. And now we're going to get a substitution. Ballister's going to come out. They're going to bring Baxter Brown back in. Also, Domi's going to get a much-deserved rest. Felix Teal going to come right back in. And looks like David Guajardo out there now for Laverne. Coach Wood's going to dig into his bench a little bit here. Tripp Green, Guajardo, Baggs, Teal, Freeman for the Laverne Tigers. Tripp Green going to run the point. Gets it over to Teal. Now in the corner, Karsten Baggs going to try a three. Why not? That one won't go for him. Might be getting tired out there as he's now missed the last couple. Bounce pass inside to Sanchez. Great look by Elder, who found Sanchez for two. And good bucket that time by Arnett. And Coach Wood's going to call a timeout. So with 5:56 to go in the half, it's Laverne 24, Arnett 8. It's Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Janger Road. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
At Laverne, Garnett 24-8 here with 5:53 to go in the first half. Garnett coming out and being a little plunky here to start this second quarter, showing a little bit of grit as this young Wildcat squad. Taking it into Freeman. He steps inside the free throw line. He pulls the trigger. That won't drop for him. And another rebound by Braden Miller's having a nice game, number 25, the freshman. He's tall. He's a thin kid, but tall and long. Now we're going to get a three by Arnett from the corner. That's Baxter Brown and a rebound by Freeman off the miss. As Brown got a pretty open look there on the wing. Quickly closed out on by Laverne. Back come the Tigers. Teal from the short corner. One dribble. Back outside perimeter. They swing it all the way around. Guardo in the corner says no. Back to Trip Green. Top of the key. Shot fake. Bounces into Logan Freeman on the elbow. He takes one dribble. Back out to Guardo. And good defense here by Arnett, and the man staying in front of him. And we get a travel by Freeman. Good defense by the Wildcats. They kept staying in front of guys until they turned it over. Now Domi's going to come in for Logan Freeman. Blackwell's going to come in for Karsten Baggs, who after hitting those threes probably has some tired legs out there. 24-8, Laverne in front, 5 minutes to go in the half. So far, it's only been 4-2, though, in this quarter. So Arnett looking much better. Elder's got to get rid of the basketball. He's going to run out. Nice back cut inside by Carvalho, and a shot altered underneath by Guajardo. It's a miss. Carvalho gets the rebound for Arnett. Miller looking for space. Stops, shoots off the back iron and a rebound. Dome, and good look that time by Miller. Wouldn't drop for him, and Arnett having trouble finding buckets. Trip Green now back outside. Domi's going to try top of the key three, and nothing but the bottom of the net for Tate Domi. And when the big guy's got that kind of range, it's going to be hard to guard. He's got seven. It's 27-8. Elder drives the corner. Gives it over to Miller. Miller with Teal on him. Laverne in the man defense right now. Elder's got Blackwell. It picks up his dribble again. Elder's going to have to hold on to that a few times. Waiting for Carvalho to come get it. He comes, gets it. He's guarded by Guajardo. Bounce pass. Mid post. Sanchez driving baseline. Up underneath and in. Six for Merced. 27-10. And a good quarter here for the Wildcats. Trip Green, no one's going to come get him. He says, why not? From the wing and knocks it down. You're going to have to close out on number one. He's got three, and we get a timeout from Coach Templin. 3:47 to go in the half. It's Laverne 30, Arnett 10. It's round ball roundup here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Good Shattuck, Laverne, 5-20, 30-10 over Arnett in what I thought was the first timeout for Arnett. Apparently the first one that I thought Coach Woods called was called by Coach Templin. So right now the scoreboard reads three timeouts left for Arnett, five for Laverne. So I was mistaken on that first 32nd as Arnett has used both of these. Elder gets it over to Miller on the wing. They're looking again at the Sanchez of the post. He's been the bulk of the offense for him. They get it to Carvalho. Guajardo on him. Pick it up his dribble, says no. Nobody open. Wisely skips it over to Elder. Elder tries to rifle it into Sanchez. It's poked away by Domi and goes right to Trip Green. Trip looking to run. Three on three. He's going to push the issue. He's got Elder on him. Crosses over, gives it back to Teal. They swing it around. Guajardo, the baseline, drops it back out to Blackwell. Good transition defense by Arnett to stop the bucket and slow it down. Laverne not in a hurry now, up 20. Drop it off baseline. Nice turnaround shot by Domi, showing some nice touch. He's got nine already, and he really does, for a big guy, strong guy, he's got a soft touch as a shooter. Now they try to throw it into Miller, throws it over his head as he was pushed all the way out to the elbow, and Elder upset with himself on the turnover. Teal's going to come out. Guajardo's going to come out. Bags coming back in. Freeman coming back in for Laverne. And right now it's Miller, it's Brown, it's Sanchez, it's Elder, it's Carvalho for Arnett. Again, Bruno Santana, three quick fouls on the bench for the Wildcats. And no Tegan Green over there for Laverne. Now over in the corner. Now down to Domi. And usually when somebody's out, I'm going to assume it's a sickness, hopefully not an injury for Tegan. Top of the key now over in the corner to Blackwell. Guarded by Sanchez. He crosses him over, kicks it to Bags. Now down baseline to Freeman. Over to Blackwell. And Bags just kind of floats around the perimeter looking for an open look. And so far, he's been killing them. Now the corner to Blackwell. Bounce mid-post. Tate Domi flips it over side to Freeman. Great pass. Bags open for three in the wing. And that one won't fall for him as he has cooled way off. And now Tripp Green in the corner saves it, though, for Laverne. They maintain possession. Nobody boxed out. Started out 4 for 5, but he's missed his last four, has Karsten. And now they drop it down baseline to Domi. One dribble, strong up to the rack, won't go. Good defense that time by Miller once again, who's doing a good job on Tate Domi in the post. When he's pulled it out and shot it, he's been successful, has Tate. He's pulled it outside of the block. Now Miller, shot fake, taking it at Freeman. Another shot fake, stops, shoots a fadeaway, gets it to drop. And 4 points for Miller. He's looking good out there as a frosh for Arnett. And sometimes in your young squad, you're 1-15, just trying to figure out ways to win basketball games and what kind of role you play. As these guys grow together and figure out how to play with each other, you know, it's always never fun to go 1-15, but, you know, they have not dissuaded them from playing hard. They're playing really hard out there, trailing 32-12 against a really good Laverne team again as that's poked away out of bounds. They're going to say it went off Tate Domi's leg, so a turnover there. Baxter Brown comes flying in there, forcing the turnover. Carvalho's going to sit down. They're going to bring back in Seth Ballester for Arnett. 54 seconds left in the half. 32-12, Laverne in front. They've led from the tip, unsurprisingly, as this was a 30-point win for them the last time these two teams played. Brown pass fake. He drives in mid-baseline, tries to drop it off to Sanchez. Sanchez going to drive inside, picks up the foul, and gets the and one. Tough bucket there. Merced's got eight. And that'll be the third team foul for both squads. Sanchez going to go to the free throw line. You can quite see with 35 seconds left who they tagged that foul with. That'll be the first foul on Tripp Green, and the free throw won't fall for Sanchez. Tripp Green's going to pick up his first foul. 32 seconds to shoot for Laverne. They lead 32-14. Now Green and Sanchez fired up, going to get out there on him, playing tough defense. Domi tries to flip it into Freeman. It's stolen away again by Arnett. Ryan Elder this time bringing it up. No numbers. Skip pass. Oh, and he had it open. Sanchez under the hoop and threw it just a little bit too high. Right idea. But with 16 seconds to go, another turnover for the Wildcats. And Elder upset with himself there. And they have to shake it off. Back comes Laverne. With 10 seconds to shoot, Caleb Blackwell waving everybody down, trying to set up a play. Green comes around a screen, gets one from Freeman. They kick it out. Bags is open in the corner for three. That one won't fall. Rebound, though, by Domi. Back up and in. And Tate Domi with a fantastic second quarter has 11 points. Laverne leads big at the half, 34-14. Back with halftime, you're listening to the Round Ball Roundup here at Shattuck Shootout on K101.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
What is dedication? My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back in Shattuck, 8th annual Shattuck Shootout here from Ellis County. Indian Field House, a great facility here in Shattuck, and a great tournament as we had a real close one earlier as the Laverne Lady Tigers came out victorious 52-49 over the Visalia Lady Indians, and they withstood a 22-point effort from Jaden Watkins of Visalia as Laverne comes out. They'll move on to play Shattuck tomorrow. We'll have that for you 6 o'clock, 5:45 tip, roughly the same time we started tonight. Going to have Laverne and Shattuck. And what looks like shaping up to be the same on the boys' side, so we could have a double dose of a rival Shattuck-Laverne rivalry games here tomorrow and tomorrow night in our coverage here in Round Ball Roundup. His Shattuck's guys moving on earlier. They took down Boys City in a tight one as well, 58-54. John David Edelman with 20 points. He was 6 for 6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, which was the difference in that game. Some huge free throws for him as Boys City got 23 from Caleb Arthaud, but not enough for the Wildcats, who go down to the consolation bracket. They will play the loser of this one, and that game will be at 11:20. So also elsewhere, Visalia's guys moving on. They won big over Balco earlier tonight. Don't have the exact score, but it was right around the 20-point range. It was a big win, 15 to 20 points there for Visalia over Balco, as we're still waiting on that final score as we try to dig it up. Sayre took down Shattuck's JV, 71-44. Shattuck's JV stepping in for Forgan, who had some sickness, couldn't make the trip today. So the doing the yeoman's work there, the young Shattuck Indians stepping in and trying to get some run. On the ladies' side, we mentioned Laverne playing Shattuck. On the other side of the bracket, 8th-ranked Arnett, who's probably the favorite in this side of the tournament. They won 62-49 over Boys City. Their reward will be to play 18th-ranked Balco, a very good Bison squad, 56-24 winners over Shattuck's JV. That'll be a good one. That one's at Friday, tomorrow at 3:20. That's the day game there. We will have the third in championship place games as well. This is not the only tournament we have going on right now. The Buffalo tournament, Moreland's taking down Canton 57-37. They move on to the winner's bracket. Fargo Gage Fort Supply beat Winoka, both the boys and the girls. The girls won 53-16. They move on to play Turpin, beat Beaver on the boys' side 63-39. Also, Turpin on the girls' side beat Sharon Mutual Tologa 58-18. And Canton beat Beaver on the girls' side 35-23. Some scores from up there. And Woodward's girls gave it an effort. They lost narrowly by two. They're out in Jones, 13th-ranked Bethany. The Woodward girls almost pulling the upset, 62-60. They fall to Bethany. Also, top-ranked Tuttle moving on there in the girls' bracket. Also, 9th-ranked Locust Grove setting up a 1-versus-9 matchup out there in Jones. And a real good field out there in Jones with about 9 ranked teams in it where Woodward is. We got a good one here. It's 34-14. We got one half to play. Laverne leads Arnett. We'll be back with the second half. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup here on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Janger Road. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
Are you excited about being a new grandmother?
Of course I am. A little intimidated, too.
Why?
Taking care of a baby today is so different than when I had you.
But, Mom, you did great with me.
Thanks, son. But I put you on your stomach to sleep.
Right. But now we know that babies should always be placed on their backs to sleep for naps and at night to reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS.
Hmm. You also slept with blankets and toys in your crib.
True. But now we know to keep everything out of the crib except for my sweet baby girl. No blankets, pillows, or other soft or loose items.
Daddy's going to teach Nana all the ways to keep you safe while you sleep. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
For more tips on safe sleep for babies, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. That's safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
Shattuck, 34-14. Laverne leads Arnett as first quarter was 24-6. But the second quarter was 10-8, so a much better played second quarter by these young Arnett Wildcats as they're trying to hang around and really just trying to finish and play to the buzzer here. It gets a tough, tough task to take down a Laverne squad who's already won two tournaments already, the Laverne tournament and the Oil Center Classic. But they are well in front right now, 34-14. Also playing without their point guard, Tegan Green, who's not out there, and Gabe Lovell, who's still in street clothes for the Laverne Tigers currently. So I'm missing some guys, but that's really par for the course this year. A lot of teams are missing guys. A lot of injuries, a lot of sickness as we move forward into a very uncertain back half of this season. And hopefully we'll be able to get them all in. So we're just lucky we're playing tonight right now. And right now it's 34-14, Laverne in front. Arnett going to start with the basketball. They're going left to right in the black with the white numbers inbound by Guy Carvalho. Gives it to Ryan Elder, the point guard. Santana back in there, going to play with three fouls for the Wildcats. He's on the wing, tries to bounce it down low and throws it away. He was looking for Sanchez, played really well. He's going to start this second half out there, as well as Baxter Brown. It's Santana, Sanchez, Brown, Carvalho, and Elder in a 2-3 zone here for Arnett. Bags back in there. He spins into the paint, picks it up, gives it into Teal, skies up and gets up there. And banks it in for two, and boy, does he elevate in a hurry. Teal's got five. Plays with a lot of energy out there. 36-14. Carvalho with the basketball on the wing. Santana coming around a screen top of the key. Trying to push off Freeman, looking for space. Bounces it inside, looking for Carvalho. He's stuck under the hoop, nowhere to go. Bounces it back out to the wing to Elder. Flips it into the repost, right hand. Baxter Brown gets it to roll. He's pushed off the block by Teal, and Brown gets on the board with two. Good tough shot there by number 20. Domi streaking down inside, flips it inside to Teal, who skies up and gets two. Great pass by Domi, setting up the assist to Teal, who's got seven. And drive inside by Elder, swatted out by Felix Teal. And just like in football season, those two youngsters, you're going to have to deal with them for a long time. They're going to be around. And Laverne coming off that state title, those two guys a big part of it, 24-14 out there. And now going to be inbounded under the hoop by Carvalho outside to Santana. Stops at the elbow, jump stop, tries to kick it back outside and does to Carvalho. Guy looking for space, hands it off. Santana again coming around the screen, drops it offside of the post. Sanchez spins and he is going to get called for a travel. And that was all set up by Teal, who dropped down to double team him and then kind of pulled back. Sanchez was expecting contact, didn't get it, and walked with the basketball. Turnover to Laverne. They lead 38-16, all Tigers. As Arnett kept it close for the first part of the first quarter. Then Laverne blew it wide open on the back of four threes by Karsten Baggs. Also, Tate Domi really playing well in the second quarter, pouring in seven. And now Freeman back to Blackwell in the corner. And really, that's the hard part of playing Laverne is they got two or three guys out there that can give you 20 on any given night. Especially if Karsten Baggs catches fire, you can make it four. If he's on fire for three, he's going to try another one. And picking up where he left off, he's got 15. Karsten Baggs just needed to rest the legs at halftime, come back out and recharge. It's 41-16. Now, he's not going to come anywhere near breaking that record we talked about earlier, but still shooting the ball well here. Sanchez for the fadeaway from the baseline. That won't drop an air ball. It's going to be kicked out of bounds. Stay, though, with Arnett, who trail big, 41-16. And really, it's trying to find offense for these Wildcats. They play with effort. They get their hands on some basketballs. They've done a good job of some post defense, especially with Braden Miller in there. But having trouble finding buckets. Over to Elder. Now flips it over to Sanchez. Right back to Santana. Is going to come up firing for three. It's going to come off the back iron. Tip by Freeman, then tip by Arnett, and out of bounds on Elder. That's going to go back to Laverne, who leads 41-16, 5:29 to go in the third quarter. All Tigers here in the final game of the Shattuck shootout. Winner moves on to play Shattuck tomorrow night in the nightcap. And this place will be rocking for that one. You better believe this. Back-to-back, what could be back-to-back Shattuck and Laverne teams. It looks like it will be. Drop into the post to Domi. Back out the elbow. Drive by Freeman. Blackwell tries to knock it inside. Santana knocks it right back to Carvalho. Good defense by 10. And they quickly try to get beat Laverne back down. But Laverne getting back in transition. They got to pull it back and rerun some offense. Nice job by the Tigers. Not giving up any easy buckets. Carvalho top of the key. Now over the key, over to the one wing. Back to the other wing to Elder. Rifles one into Sanchez on the block. He turns. He's blocked from behind. Loose ball goes back to him. He tries to save it and throws it out of bounds in front of the scorer's table, trying to save the block that went right back to Sanchez. Good defense again by the Tigers. It's going to go back to them, and Bags is going to inbound it. Trip Green going to come in for Felix Teal. For the Tigers. Teal going to get a much-deserved break, coming out with a lot of energy there to start that half. Blackwell, senior, going to bring it up. Slow it down. He gives it to Bags. Bags back to Blackwell. Caleb looking inside of Domi. He's going to say no. Flasher over to Trip Green. Good, takes it in the near corner. Back to Blackwell, top of the key. Over on the right side wing. This time, Bags picks up his dribble. And flashing inside is Freeman. He goes, or Trip Green, he goes down to that mid post. Pulls up for a jumper. Won't go. Rebound Arnett. Good look that time by Green. Wouldn't fall. Santana coming away with the board for the Wildcats. Carvalho down to the post. Sanchez turns right hand, changes directions. He's going to get called for a travel. One too many post moves and not enough dribbling. Another turnover for the Wildcats. And Sanchez is going to come out. So is Santana. They're going to bring in a couple more players. That's going to be Valster coming back in this game, as well as Braden Miller. Such a good first half. Getting right back in there for Coach Templin's squad. 41-16, 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Been all Laverne Tigers. Flash inside by Freeman. Back outside to Blackwell. Good pass for a wide open Blackwell. Three won't fall, and a rebound by Baxter Brown. Good offense there by Laverne. Shot wouldn't drop for Caleb. Now Vallister looking at Miller in the post. He's got Freeman behind him. Bounces it into Miller. A little too much mustard on it. Stolen away by Freeman. Bounce pass went too high. Freeman comes away with the steal. Down the side of the baseline to Green, and he's going to get called for a charging foul. Playing a little too out of control was Tripp. He's going to pick up his second foul. That's second team foul on Laverne. 3:23 to go in the first or third quarter. 41-16, Tigers in front. Arnett crossing the timeline. Looking for an open cutter. Coming out to the wing to grab it's Carvalho. He's trying to get around Bags. Crosses him over. Pulls up and shoots a weird fadeaway. Looked like he almost wanted to pass it and then decided to shoot it some weird way. It goes out of bounds at any rate. Air ball on Arnett. Goes back to Laverne. And we mentioned it's a young Wildcat squad. It's also a pretty young Laverne squad. I mean, Trip Green's a freshman. You know, we've got even Tegan Green, who's not playing, is not yet a senior. I mean, Guajardo's a senior, and Gabe Lovell is not in there. Carson Baggs is a senior. That's a miss by Domi and Caleb Blackwell. But there's a lot of Tigers going to be back next year as well. And this entire Arnett squad will return. There are no seniors. It is a lot of freshmen and sophomores. There's three juniors on the team, Carvalho, Santana, and Vallister. They got the basketball now. Nice back cut there by Carvalho, but he's blocked by Bags. And good move. Couldn't get the shot to fall. It came up a little limpy. Looks like he landed on it weird. Now Blackwell's going to force the issue. He's going to go right at the rack and going to pick up a foul. He's going to shoot two. Shot wouldn't drop for him. That was just Caleb being aggressive, trying to beat the Wildcats down. First foul on Ryan Elder. First team foul on Arnett with 2:19 to go in the third quarter. It's 41-16. All Laverne Tigers, and Caleb Blackwell knocks down the free throw. He's got four. Teal Guajardo going to come, and Guajardo coming back in for Bags and for Domi. As the Laverne going small right now. Logan Freeman, the tallest guy in there. Still small ball for Coach Woods. With Blackwell, Teal, although the way Teal elevates, it's not like having a small guy out there. Second free throw got missed by Caleb. 42-16, Laverne, 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Ryan Elder, nice bounce pass inside to Miller, goes off his knee and out of bounds. And right idea. Miller couldn't handle the pass. Out of bounds on Arnett. Another turnover in this third quarter. Not as been as kind to the Wildcats. Trailing 42-16 and just having trouble scoring all night. Played tough in the second quarter. 10-8, but this third quarter belonging to Laverne right now. Logan Freeman baseline two, and he just easily puts it in for four. He loves that little mid-range baseline shot when they get it to him. He likes that in the mid-post shot, right around between that elbow and that block. Is that Freeman's range? And now free throw line, shot fake. Miller, right hand, off the glass, and he hit it. Braden Miller showing some flashes here. Could be a really bright future for 25. Corner for Freeman, or wing for Freeman. Corner for Guajardo. The senior will try a three. That won't fall. And Miller skies up over Teal for the rebound. Tough board there. 44-18, minute 14 to go. Down to the mid-post, Sanchez. Skip pass far side, open three for Santana, and he rolls it out, and we're going to get a push in the back under the hoop on the rebound, and I believe that's on Laverne. Good look by Santana, wouldn't draw. Almost got it to hit the rim, bounced high, almost came back down and in, but just missed for him. That is the third foul on Tripp Green, third team foul on Laverne. Santana with it on the wing. Minute left in the quarter. All Laverne Tigers, 44-18. They lead Arnett. Screen there by Santana. Coming around, it's Baxter Brown. Back to Sanchez. Sanchez tried to back everybody in. Falls down and just gets rid of it. Back to Elder. Good defense there. Guajardo's really, really elbowing in. Sanchez, a nice cut by Miller. Tetil on a missed the layup. Ball's on the ground. Still on the ground. And Blackwell comes away with a loose ball looking to run. 5-on-3. Gets it in the corner to Freeman, far corner. Logan drives in, little Euro step, bounces it upside to Tripp Green, who cut on the backside for two. Great pass by Logan Freeman to find Green. 46-18, 23 seconds left in the third quarter. Good fast break there by Laverne on the 5-on-3. They triple-teamed Freeman. That one's poked up, going to go off Sanchez's hands and out of bounds, and another unforced error there by the Wildcats going back to the Tigers. 11 to shoot here in this quarter, 46-18. All Tigers. The stands are starting to clear out a little bit. People, this one's all over really, but the clock. Going to be hard to come back in that fourth quarter. Logan Freeman's last shot there at the buzzer will not drop. Score remains 46-18 after three quarters. Laverne leads Arnett. We'll be back after this. It's Round Ball Roundup at the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Just getting started. Laverne up big, and a spin around shot by Tate Domi won't fall. Tries to get his own rebound, and it's not going to go out of bounds. Almost saved by Laverne, but it will eventually go out of bounds on Felix Teal. So quick turn, chain of events there. As quickly, Laverne getting the ball inbounds, taking a shot. They lead 46-18 here at the fourth quarter, getting underway, and they have led from the tip. Won that quarter 12-4. As right now, your leading scorer is Karsten Baggs with 15. He leads both squads. Tate Domi has 11 for Laverne. And for Arnett, Merced Sanchez with 8, Braden Miller with 6. And now on the wing, it's Vallister, who's in the game there, with Santana, with Baxter Brown, with Carvalho, and with Sean Sanchez, number 15, getting his first look at 15 tonight. As we mentioned, Coach Temple in the play, pretty much all his guys. He doesn't have a very big roster, only about 10 of them, and they're not all healthy. That's going to be a long shot and a skied for the rebounds, Tripp Green. Another miss by the Wildcats. Santana He's had a rough night shooting the basketball tonight. And that one almost poked away by Carvalho. They got to come save it and finally do. They get it over to Teal as David Shipley now in the game for Laverne. He's going to be out there with Tripp Green, with Carson Baggs, Felix Teal, and Tate Domi. And he's going to fire along too, and that's not going to fall. Sanchez tries to save it. Teal tries to knock it off of him. Or, I'm sorry, Sean Sanchez. And more substitutions coming in here for Laverne is Angel Alba and Tatum Nielsen. Coach Woods now going deep on his bench. They're going to come in, and Carson Baggs going to take a seat. Teal's going to stay out there. He's going to fling it over to Nielsen. Nielsen's going to try a wing three. It went down and came back out and went down again. And he's on the board with three. So Tatum Nielsen just getting in the game. Freshman number two with a quick three. 49-18 Laverne. 6:19 to go. Santana, other side, Baxter Brown. Shot fake. Going baseline, looking for space. Kicks it back out to Santana. Santana guarded by Shipley, gets inside. And oh, stolen away. Good defense that time by Alba. Quickly ahead to Nielsen. Streaking down the floor. Off the glass and good. And number two's got five quick ones coming in off the bench. 51-18. And the freshman coming in with a little fire. Crossover Cavallo. Gets a screen by Ballister. Nice cut off there by Alba. Has to give it back to Santana. Back on the perimeter comes Arnett. Now over in the wing. Far wing. Trying to get a push off. Santana looking for space. He's double teamed. Gets it back up to Carvalho. Arnett trying to get some motion here. Skips it to the far side to Brown. And Arnett looking a little confused out there. Now they're starting to move. They'll get a screen from Santana. Coming around. Shooting's Ballister high off the glass. Not even close. And a rebound by Tripp Green. Green, two on three. He's just going to take it himself off the glass. Tough shot. Won't fall. Santana with the rebound. And Green being aggressive. 51-18, Laverne in front, 5:15 to go in this one. It's been all Tigers from the tip. Now Baxter Brown trying to get the back cut to Carvalho. Great pass by Brown. Carvalho takes it up and picks up the foul. He's going to shoot two. That's on Green. That's four. And that is the fourth team foul on Laverne. That is four on Tripp Green, who's making the most of his minutes. Foul number four. Hadn't been that many fouls. In fact, it looks like Tripp Green's got all of them but one for the Tigers. That free throw won't fall as Arnett really struggling trying to put the ball in the hoop. A couple more substitutions here. David Guajardo, Grayson Miller coming in for Teal and for Tripp Green as it's essentially the bench for Laverne all getting in now. These are the bottom five guys. 51-18, Laverne well in front. The free throw drops for Gee. He's got three. 51-19. And now a whole new group of Laverne Tigers stolen away by Santana on Lovell. He's going to take him right to the rack, and Santana missed another lay-in. He has struggled tonight. Carvalho, though, with the rebound and the putback. He's got five, and Santana having a rough night as he's had two breakaway lay-ins that have not dropped for him. And now Guajardo with the basketball. Nielsen's wide open for three. Hit one before. That one won't drop for him, though. But a rebound on the backside and a block. Trying to get the putback underneath was Grayson Lovell. He is blocked. Arnett comes away with the basketball, trailing 51-21. Santana flipping it inside. Oh, nice job by Lovell. They've had Sanchez under the hoop. Saw him too late. And Arnett trying to throw it back, trying to save it. Is Santana. He does save it. He gets it ahead to Ballister, who drives to the rack. That won't fall. And a rebound on the backside by Tatum Nielsen with some good minutes here for the youngster. They give it over to Alba. Skip pass. Other side wide open for three is Shipley. That won't drop for him. And a rebound by the Tigers. Nice job on the backside boards there. That's going to be a long two. That won't fall for Guajardo, and a foul on the rebound under the hoop. They're going to say no foul. That's just going to be out of bounds. So it goes back to Arnett. 3:45 to go. 51-21. It has been all Tigers from the tip. Everybody that's wearing a basketball uniform for both these teams has gotten in this one. Right now over to Carvalho. Santana sets a screen for him. He picks and pops. He's not open. Backdoor cut underneath the hoop for Brown. Great pass by Carvalho. Brown couldn't hit the two. He's too far underneath to make it happen. Nice one-touch pass to Shipley. Inside to Alva on the assist. Great job by David Shipley and Alba running the floor for two. 53-21. And the young Laverne Tigers really showing out here against Arnett's. A lot of seniors on the floor. A lot of guys who are starters on the floor still for Arnett. No seniors. They're all freshmen, sophomores. That's going to be a foul on the drive. That's going to put Santana at the free throw line. And I believe Yes, it was on Grayson Lovell. 15 foul for Laverne, under three to play, 53-21. And Bruno Santana, who has not scored in this game, with a chance to get on the board, their leading scorer. And that time he's finally on there. As it has been a rough night for Bruno. Missed a couple lay-ins. Now Sean Sanchez is going to sit down. Valser is going to sit down. They're going to bring back in Braden Miller, Ryan Elder. Some of the starters back in for Arnett. Second free throw for Santana falls for him. And Bruno's got two. 53-23, 30-point lead for Laverne. They are going to move on to play the Shattuck Indians. And the rivalry will continue. That one almost stolen away. It's stolen away by Santana. He saves it before it hits me. Gets ahead to Elder, who gets fouled on the put. On the layup, trying to go underneath the hoop. Great job by Santana. Nice quick hands. Looked like that was going to come out of bounds right in front of us. Saved it just for it cross the line. Gets it ahead to Elder. And Ryan Elder going to the free throw line with 2:39 to go. And his first one short arms that one. And he has yet to score. This would give him a point tonight. So you want to see everyone get in the scorebook. So hopefully Ryan can knock this one down. His team down 53-23, and he does. Elder on the board. Nice job there by the sophomore point guard. 53-23, or 24 rather, sorry. 2:33 to go. Now we're just getting a look at some of the young guys here for Laverne. They drop it into Alba. Takes a tough shot down mid-baseline. Misses it. Rebound Santana. He's got Elder in front, but he can't quite control the basketball to get it to him. So he's going to pull it up and slow down. Nice back cut in by Elder. He's going to take it to the rack again. It's blocked. Goes back to him. Out of bounds. They're going to say out on Lovell. Fighting for that loose ball. Nice pass that time by Santana. And Elder, just good defense by Laverne. Elder had a pretty good look at it, but it was blocked. Clock running, 2 minutes to go. All Laverne Tigers. Inside to Brown, tough shot right hand, and gets a floater to fall. Baxter Brown has four for the freshman. 53-26. Now the wing to Lovell. And Lovell flips it over to Shipley, gets it to Nielsen. Elbow to Guajardo. Back outside. Lovell for a long wing three. That won't fall. Santana tries to get the rebound. Alba tries to take it from him. Goes out of bounds. And back to the Wildcats. Santana does have double-digit boards. He's been very active in the rebounding. His shot hasn't been falling, but the effort has not stopped from 10. He got in a little foul trouble early. But that's one thing these Wildcats can keep their head up about. I mean, we say that a lot, but they have really not stopped playing hard this whole game. Now on the block, turn, shot by Sanchez, won't fall. Rebound underneath by Miller. He's going to get fouled on the putback and shoot two. And 25 active out there. He can tie Merced Sanchez as the leading scorer if he hits both of these. Four of the Wildcats. That's going to be the first foul on Guajardo. 17 foul, Laverne, 1-1 for the last minute six, and the foul shot won't drop for Miller. One more substitution, Tanner Petrick going to come in. He's going to take over for Guajardo, and for Arnett, Sean Sanchez going to check in the basketball game. He's going to come get Santana, play this last minute six. 53-26, all Laverne Tigers. They are going to move on. They are going to take on their rival. Two Laverne Shattuck games back-to-back tomorrow. That second free throw won't drop for Miller, but a rebound by Merced Sanchez. Putback won't go. Rebound by Brown. That won't go. Still tipped around, and Laverne comes down with it. And Arnett having trouble finding any kind of buckets. Just no luck tonight. Getting shots to fall for Arnett. Long three air ball by Petrick, and that's going to be rebound by Miller. 45 seconds to go. Braden Miller behind the back dribble. Takes it inside. Nifty move there, and it's blocked as he took it inside, but they're going to call a foul. With the body, that will be on David Shipley. His first foul, 39 seconds to go. Miller going to go to the free throw line once again. Again, that Laverne Shattuck game. Girls will play first at 6. Guys will play next at 7:20. We'll have both of those for you here on Round Ball Roundup as Miller's free throw falls. He's got 7. And Arnett, they're going to drop down. They're going to play 11-20 tomorrow. They're going to have a tough one against Boys City. And Caleb Arthaud, coming off a 23-point game, going to be angry coming off that loss. Braden Miller hit them both. He's got 8. Nice night for 25. And another 3 by Petrick. Put everything he had into that one. That's not going to drop on him. He's going to go get the rebound. They're going to try to get it to him again. He's going to try. He's going to go over the wing. Tanner looking for some open room. The drive, they flip it to him. He gets a screen by Brown. He's going to come up shooting. good if it goes. Oh, going to hit the backboard. Won't drop it. A rebound and a putback underneath by Alba. And Petrick got a good look at that one. Out there playing hard. Fakes the defense there for number 10. They drop it down into Sanchez. Now the block. Merced drops it in. Hoop for two for Merced Sanchez. And at the buzzer, final score 55-30, all Laverne Tigers. They come out on top. They will move on to play Shattuck tomorrow night. That'll do it for this one. We'll come back and wrap it up. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup. Laverne 55, Arnett 30. Back after this on our K101 road to the K101 Round Ball Roundup.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Jane Giroux. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small-town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
Back here in Shattuck, 8th Annual Shattuck Shootout. Laverne Tigers moving on, 55-30 winners over Arnett. But kudos to the Wildcats. Actually won that last quarter, 12-9. So playing to the whistle, and a lot of young guys getting in there for Laverne and for Arnett. But Arnett going to fall to 1-16, and Laverne going to move into double-digit wins. They move up to 10-4. Again, all their losses have been to ranked squads. They're looking to get over that hump and beat a ranked team, but they've won two tournaments in a row. Now they're moving on to the semifinals. As if you're just joining us here, as winner of this one, which was Laverne, moves on to play Shattuck, who won 58-54 over Boys City a little earlier. And the bottom side of the bracket, the 440 game, 18th ranked Visai, big winners over Balco. That will play Sayre, who won 71-44 over Shattuck's JV, who filled in last minute for the Forgan Bulldogs. And on the girls' side, Arnett, 8th ranked Arnett, 62-49 winners over Boys City. Balco takes down Shattuck's JV, 56-24, setting up a 3-20 game tomorrow between Arnett and Balco. And then Shattuck and Laverne girls going to play, as Laverne beating Visai a little earlier, 52-49 in a great game. And then Shattuck winning 44-27 over Sayre earlier today. That one's going to be at 6, where Visai is going to drop down and play Sayre. That's going to be the early game, Visai's ladies and Sayre's ladies at 10 a.m. But we're going to take one more break, come right back, tell you the leading scores were tonight, and send you on your way here on our Round Ball Roundup. So right now, final score of that last one, 55-30, Laverne in front. Back after this on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one-stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back here in Shattuck, 8th Annual Shattuck Shootout, and the brackets are set for tomorrow. Everything going to start out 10 a.m. Sayre going to take on Visai's ladies. That's going to get you up bright and early. Then Arnett versus the Boys City Boys at 11:20. That'll be followed at 12:40 by Boys City versus Shattuck's JV on the girls' side, and then Shattuck's JV versus Balco on the boys' side at 2. Bringing us over to the winner side of the bracket, it's going to be Friday at 3:20 Arnett, 8th-ranked Arnett versus 18th-ranked Balco in a good one. That'll be followed by the boys, 18th-ranked Visai versus Sayre at 4:40. That one should be interesting as well. And then if you flip on over to our games, we're going to bring you Laverne and Shattuck, the girls first at 6, and then the guys to follow at 7:20. Your leading scorers tonight for the Arnett Wildcats, Merced Sanchez had 10, Braden Miller chipped in 8, Guy Cavallo with 5, Bruno Santana had 2, Baxter Brown with 4, Ryan Elder chipped in a point for Arnett. And your leading scorer for Laverne, Karsten Bags had 15 on 5 threes, red hot coming out of the gate, hitting his first 3 of 4, and then finishing with 15. Also Felix Teal with 7, Tate Domi had 11 in a big night, Logan Freeman with 4, Caleb Blackwell with 4, Tripp Green with 5, Tatum Nielsen with 5 off the bench, and Aja Alba with a couple points as well, coming in spot duty there at the end after the big win by Laverne. So join us tomorrow. I want to thank all our sponsors, Moores Roofing, Bank 7, H&R Block, Security State Bank of Laverne. I want to thank all the crew, CJ Montgomery, Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, BJ Gonzalez, Sean Kelly, Tyler Riggs out in Woodward, and Brooke Williams, owner-operator there at K101. So helping us bring you the action tonight. And we'll be right back tomorrow. Make sure you join us, 5:45 pregame tip at 6 for Shattuck versus Laverne, a double dose of a big-time rivalry here at the Shattuck Shootout. You're not going to want to miss that one. Join us tomorrow night. We'll have that for you right here. I'm Trent Caldwell, everybody. Be safe going home wherever you are, and have a great night.
This has been the Shattuck Shootout on K101. Brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Moores Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs. H&R Block, Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. Security State Bank of Laverne, serving the area since 1921. And Medic Pharmacy, for all your pharmacy needs. Stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts in Shattuck at 522 Main Street or call 580-938-2854. The executive producer of our coverage of the Shattuck Shootout is Brooke Williams. This has been a production of K101, the Tri-State Sports Leader.
K101. ABC News, I'm Andy Field.